it's now you mentioned the Heritage Village as a centennial project. That was a kind of community project first then, was it? And then it got turned over to the municipality?
It was the centennial project, which the municipality was funding, obviously. But they let it run under the auspices of the Heritage Village Museum Society, and then, of course, the Burnaby Historical Society. So actually, they had full say on everything that was done. The thing was that the funds came from the municipality, mm-hmm. and I think that a lot of people would disagree, but I think with the amount of funds that now takes, I think it's only fair that it should be under the jurisdiction of the municipality, because you can't have millions of dollars spent by volunteer organizations. It just, it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has to be accountable. So, and there has been a lot of bickering over the years, which is wont to happen in volunteer organizations, as you know.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm.
Well,
so.
Does it come under the Parks and
Parks Board? Yeah.
One of the interesting things I've been sort of noticing in the interviews I've done is how many community projects that started as community developed projects, or sports groups or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Halls, community centres, over the period of time seem to have come under the jurisdiction now of the Parks and Recreation Commission. And most people seem to say, well, that kind of evolved because people wanted it that way, in a way, you know, various groups and organizations. But I wonder, or has there been a real push to kind of bring them under municipal control?
Well, there hasn't been by the municipality. I mean, they have really, like, years ago, when the village started having problems, some of us went to City Hall to a couple of the aldermen and said, you know, it looks like there could be some serious problems here, and because it is municipal taxpayers' money, perhaps there should be more input or more control from the hall, from the elected people, or from, you know, municipal departments. And they really declined to do anything about it at that time. They hoped that the volunteer groups could do it on their own, because, it's good for a municipality or a city if you can have these volunteer projects. But I think where the problem comes in is you get some people who are not willing to let go.
Mm-hmm.
They maybe are in from the start, and then it becomes like their own personal baby, and they won't let go, and they don't want to see changes, and they don't want to, they have a blind eye. They can't see any changes, or they can't see the growth of a thing. And I think that probably that's what happens, where there begins to be bickering and sort of fight for power and disagreements over plans and so on. So it looks like the safest thing to save whatever it is to have Parks Board step in and take it over, because they don't have any axe to grind.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think this is what's really happened at Heritage Village. And there have been some bitter fights go there for years.
Well,
in fact, I don't go, and I probably never will set foot again inside, which is too bad, and neither will Gordon, because it was made so unpleasant. Because I was asked to come in to resolve one problem, and I ended up walking out peacefully. But I mean, I don't need that in my life anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's too bad, because it's a good project. But there were some people who had taken possession, shall we say, decided it was theirs, and they were going to have the say, and you can't do that. You have to be able to look at it from the people of Burnaby's perspective.
Right, and the longer
term. That's right. It's a thing that goes forever.
Yeah, because once you've got Heritage Village here, it's going to grow. And it's going
exactly.
To,
of course it is.
Develop.
Of course it is. And it has to.
Yeah.
And it has to maybe change a little bit from the original idea, because it has to go along with what the wants or needs of the municipality and the people who live here require.
Mm.